Hello, it's Angel. I didn't know what to talk about. I didn't. I have a whole list of pillow talk ideas and subjects and topics and things that I would like to talk about and cover and share. And none of it was really anything I was in the mood to talk about. It's like 1 in the morning right now. And so my fallback topic is love. I like talking about it. I like the subject. I mean, yeah, I do enjoy sex as a topic, but I also like love. And there's a movie that I love. It's one of my favorites. It's Gone with the Wind. And if you never watched it, it's long, but it's. I mean, I like it. I don't know. I don't know a lot about movies or anything, but I enjoy it. It's always been a favorite whenever I'm dating a guy. I'm going to tell you a secret. Whenever I'm dating someone and it starts to get pretty serious. I'm not a testy. I'm not kind of a girl that tests guys or girls or anything like that. I don't test people. And I'm not a chick flick person either. So if someone doesn't want to watch a movie, I would never make anyone. I would be like, okay, I can watch it some other time on my own. but Gone with the Wind, if a guy willingly will watch Gone with the Wind straight through with me, they get extra points. Because that's, very few people will do that. But anyway, it was on the other day. I have the Blu-ray, but it may have just been on television. I don't remember. I was doing other things while it was on television. It was just kind of that background noise. It's just comforting and familiar. And I heard a quote. I heard a line from it that just stood out. And I wrote it down. And I collect quotes. I just, if I hear someone say something, or if I read something, or if I hear a movie or a TV show, and a line kind of just sticks with me, I write it down. I just do. And then, you know, by the end of the week, or sometimes by the end of the day, I have like a whole desk full of just post-its and scrap pieces of paper. And I'll just randomly find them folded up in journals. I'm like, what is this? Oh, when did I write this? What is this from? And then I have to like Google it to see if I can find where it came from. So I collect quotes. And this one was just sitting on the top of my desk today. So I was like, well, we'll use it. And it's Scarlett says it. She is the main character in the story, if you don't know. And she's during the Civil War. And she falls in love with it. She's in love with, all the guys love her. She's just beautiful and witty and all of that. And so every guy in the world, let's just go the world, but every guy just adores her and thinks she's lovely and beautiful and wants to marry her. Well, she's in love with one particular man, Ashley Wilkes, and he's in love with his cousin. That family, their tradition is they marry their cousins, and he fell in love with his cousin, so he marries his cousin, and she's very jealous, so she marries another man. And that man dies in the war, like, really quick, and into the story. And then, along the way, she, like, tries to get Ashley to fall in love with her, like, throughout the whole story. And she marries another guy. He dies. I think she marries another guy. No. Maybe not. I'm not remembering it all the way. It's 1 in the morning. Forgive me. She marries a couple guys, and they all end up dying. So, there's this one scene where she has Ashley alone, and she's really just trying. She's trying to get him to fall in love with her. She's trying to get him to admit that he loves her, even though he's married, even though he's a child. She just wants to know that she's not been, like, pining her life away. And I think also she's very sneaky and conniving, and so she's like, okay, if I can get him to fall in love with me, and then if I can get him to admit he loves me, then maybe somehow I can break up their marriage and have him to myself. And I mean, years and years go by. She's, like, really just focused on him. So anyway, she says this to him very dramatically. She says, tell me you love me. Tell me you love me, and I'll live on it the rest of my life. That's what she says. She asks him, just admit it. Just tell me you love me, and I can go on with the rest of my life. Well, first off, that sounds like a lovely sentiment, but the character that's saying it, no, because she told it over his head forever. And, but I was thinking of just the quote itself and thinking of whether or not the admission of feelings is enough. And it's not. I mean, not for me. Maybe for some people. I know there's lots of people that are quite content with these, not content, but very happy to do long distance relationships or wait for people and just not know, I guess. I mean, there's tons of love stories about someone who falls in love with someone else and is willing to wait, you know, half a lifetime for them to be free, to be single for whatever reason, and to be available to them. And I think that's kind of what The Notebook's about. I don't remember. It's been a really long time for me in that story. But I was thinking about that, and if, for me personally, if that's something I can do. And I hate to admit it. I hate it because every fiber of my being says, fuck that shit. No way. I would not. I know. I did the long distance thing in college. It was a pain in the ass. It was so much work. And it was we saw each other quite a lot, even though it was, you know, a couple hours away from each other. We were very dedicated and focused on making it work. I mean, it didn't work. I'm fine with that. And so everything inside of me is like, no. But then I'm like, I'm such a sucker. And I'm like, if it was true love, I would. And I hate admitting that. Do you ever have that where you're just like, these are my core beliefs, but when it comes to just this one little corner of that core belief, I hate to admit that I would go against everything I say and do. Does that make like any sense at all? So I was very, I was just thinking about this quote a lot this week, I guess. Because it frustrates me to know that about myself, to know that I'm a hypocrite to myself. You guys won't tell anyone. Not many people listen to this, so it's all right. But yeah, I would. I totally would, guys, and that freaks me out. If I fall in love with somebody, I would wait. I would. Oh my gosh, it's so weird to me to think about. I don't know that anyone would really guess that about me. Maybe so. Depends what side of me people know. But, yeah, I totally would. One of my friends, she calls, like, any of those big, like, learning moments about yourself or when, she's really good at making me admit the truth of how I really feel. Because, you know, you can hide behind certain feelings. And unless someone knows you really well, because I'm fabulous at avoiding topics, I'm really good at that. And I can't get away with it with her. And she's like, all right, this is a coming to Jesus moment. Absolutely not religious at all, but she still calls it that. Anyways, so yeah, would you wait? You fell in love with somebody and they were, you know, spoken for or working far away and had to, you know, live far away from you or whatever situation kept the two of you from being together. Would you wait? And like, how long would you wait? I mean, I guess it depends. It all depends. There's always circumstances. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. The other quote I have here, it seriously just happens to be posted into the other sheet of paper with the Gone with the Wind quote. And it's F. Scott Fitzgerald, another one of his. And it says, she wanted to crawl into his pocket and be safe forever. I love that. that's such like a little girl quote, a little girl thing. It's just like, I want my daddy to just carry me around everywhere he goes and keep me safe. Not just daddy, it can be anyone that would want that. Doesn't have to be that kind of relationship, but it feels that way. It makes me feel very almost helpless to want to crawl into someone's pocket and just be safe and just not. I like that idea of just having a world with someone else, like just, you know, not having to worry about all, knowing the bad stuff is out there in the world, knowing, you know, acknowledging the news and the reality of what's going on and the stresses of life, but to have a safe place with somebody to be happy and live out your life, even if it's just day to day, you know, normalcy and working and paying bills and making dinner and cleaning the house and all of those things, those day-to-day things, dealing with car problems, all of that, but having just a safe spot with a person that you feel safe and comfortable with. I like that. That's really, really the bright spot in my world, is the thought that I can have that someday. It sounds cheesy? I don't know. Maybe it does. I think everybody's safe, their feeling of their happy space or their safe spot, or their pocket, shall we say, because the quote is, you know, crawl into his pocket. So, you know, where's your pocket? Where would you feel safe? Have you ever thought about that? Where's your happy spot? Where's the pocket you would feel safe in? Well, first you have to figure out who that is. And then once you figure out the owner of the pocket, do they want you in their pocket? And then, you know, are you allowed in their pocket? And then you have to try the pocket out to find out if it's a good pocket. And then, this is a pocket analogy. but you know what I mean? You have to try it out. You have to see. I mean, just because you think it would work out doesn't mean, you know, it will. I mean, hopefully it will. Hopefully you know yourself and that person well enough by the time you're willing to go into their pocket, that it'll all be okay. So then you're in their pocket and you feel safe. And it's a good pocket. And you take up residency in that pocket. So you have to figure out who it is and if it's a good pocket. Sounds so cheesy. This is total ramble at 1 a.m. Total pillow talk right now. So yeah, do you know your pocket you want to be in? That's a bar pickup line. But, I mean, you gotta save it for, like, 1:30, 2 o'clock. Like, almost, like, you know, if you're in, like, a very rural area like me, you know, it's last call, I think, at most bars up here is like 2:15, 2:30. No, 2:15. 2:15 bar time, which is really like 2 o'clock. Gosh, I sound like such a drunk talking about bar times like that. But anyways, you can use that pickup line. Do you wanna feel safe in my pocket? I'm some drunk girl at the bar. Or guy, you know, depending on what, you know, whose pocket looks good to you that night. I hope you're just amused by this. So yeah, it's just finding, I guess not everyone is, their life goal is to find that person, that pocket. Are you annoyed with the pocket analogy? I'm annoying myself a little bit, actually. You have to find that person. Some people's life goal is just to find that person. And other people are like, I'm just going to live my life and do what makes me happy, and hopefully I find that person along the way. And then some people don't care. They're fine with being single forever. So I guess it depends who you are. But, I don't know. I like love. I like talking about it. I like talking about chemistry and meeting people and the feelings for people. And I don't know, I get a lot of messages from people saying, you know, I've always felt this way, but I've never been able to put it into words and listening to you. So I kind of just ramble and hope a couple people enjoy it and get something out of it, or are mildly amused, or maybe I'm just boring enough to put you to sleep. I don't know, one of them. But I hope you enjoyed that, or, you know, found it mildly amusing. I'm mumbling now. I need to go to sleep. All right. Thank you for listening. I hope you have very good dreams if you're about to fall asleep. If you're just listening to this randomly, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to turn my recorder off and go to my laptop and upload this and let all of you enjoy pocket analogies and my horrible explanation of Gone with the Wind. So I hope you're all well. I will talk to you all very soon. Mwah. Bye, everybody.